Well, praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. It's Thursday morning, and it's October the 30th. Thank you for joining us. You are awesome. And, of course, we serve an awesome God. And it's a wonderful day because He made it. He's given it to us. And, of course, it is good. There's nothing else that we can add to that that is not what God intended. And so today we welcome you. Thank you for joining us. And I would consider that our prayercast today is exceptionally special in that the Lord is guiding us along a path. He always does. However, we want to pay special attention to, extra special attention, if you will, to what God is saying. He is sending us something that is particularly special and something that we need desperately. Sometimes we don't know what we need, but He does. And the Holy Spirit, because He prays for us, you know, Christ is on the throne and He is making intercessions for us continually, day and night. He's beseeching and praying to the Father concerning you, concerning I, concerning us. And because of that, His prayer contains nothing but accuracy in terms of what is needed. We need His help. I know I do. I don't know about you, but I do. We need His help. If we can only admit to that, we'd be so blessed. And so on today, we're looking at the ministry of impartation. We want to touch on that. And I want to show you where God is taking you, taking us. Here in our locality, God is doing and desires to do something special. I believe He wants to do that in your locality as well. And He will open your eyes to place, time, and facility of how and where He wants to do that. Here in our locality, He has described that, and I will go into more detail about that. But we want to pray today concerning the opportunities that God has placed before us. And so I'm sounding an alarm, so to speak, a call. You know, our theme song says, come, it is time to worship. There's a season and time for everything. And so we want to discern the season and the time that is now and how we walk in it, making sure that we walk according to God's plan and purposes. Amen. I would like to lead us in an opening prayer that will, I believe, enlarge us on today because of this prayer cast. Father, we come to you and we come humbly. We come knowing that you are not our peer. You are our creator, your God. We're your creation. So we come with full realization today that you're way above us. We're beneath. We pray today that our hearts are humble before you, and we can appreciate your majesty, your rulership over us, your greatness that always has been, that is now, and will always be. You are not simply mighty, you are almighty. There is no other God but you. You are the only wise God. And today, we ask for your forgiveness for our missing the mark. So many times we have missed it, but you have not rejected us. You said, come, and if you confess your sin, that you're able to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the cleansing come down like rain today over us, to prepare us, to make us clean, to put us back into right standing and relationship with you through Christ Jesus. Today we thank you for our health and our strength, that we are able to stand in your presence today and to commune with you on this day. So we thank you for it. We thank you for all our prayer partners that have joined us. We pray a special blessing upon them on this day, that by your Holy Spirit you'll quicken each of us to who you are and what you're doing and what time it is. Bless this gathering in a mighty way. We thank you for the freshness of your grace that's upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Our background music says, abide with me. It's a prayer. Hallelujah. Well, today is Thursday, October the 30th, and this month is quickly ending up. It ends tomorrow. And today we want to take a look at the ministry of impartation and why are we doing this. The Lord has been speaking to my heart about that. And what is impartation? Impartation has to do with the giving and receiving of spiritual gifts, blessings, healing, baptism in the Holy Spirit, etc., for the work of the ministry. It is the transference of these gifts from one man or woman of God to another. That's what impartation is. And there's an invisible flow from the spirit and the heart of the one laying hands to the one having hands laid on them. And today there is in the body of Christ an urgent need for an immersion and refreshing in the Holy Spirit. This move of God will remove dryness and promote great fertility. So today we want to visit that need with prayer. We want to allow God to shower us and to shower our hearts, the soil of our hearts, so that the fallow ground is released for newness and for freshness. So that's our focus today, the ministry of impartation. Let us take a look at the scripture and what it says about that. Because what we need, the body of Christ that is, which includes all of us, is what we will see here as we take a brief look at the scriptures. When we look at Romans chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, and I'll be reading this from the Amplified Version. Here's what Paul said to the church, to the believers in Rome. He says, "For I am yearning to see you, that I may impart and share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen and establish you. That is, that we may be mutually strengthened and encouraged and comforted by each other's faith, both yours and mine. Paul was yearning to go and visit with the believers at Rome so that he could impart and share with them some spiritual gift that would strengthen and establish them. And in that process, that they both would be strengthened and encouraged and comforted by each other's faith. Faith for what? Faith for the giving, the impartation, faith for the receiving of it. Then at Ephesus, Paul also was interested in imparting to those believers through the laying on of hands something of the deeper dimension of spirit. And in Acts chapter 19 verse 1-7, I won't read the whole thing, but I'll zero in on when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spake with tongues and prophesied. So through impartation, by the laying on of hands, those believers were released into a dynamic new dimension of the Holy Spirit, including the gift of prophecy. Then there's another example, finally, in chapter 6, where we discover that the early church ran into some problems regarding relationships that threatened the unity of the church. And that always stands just outside the door in every assembly waiting to enter, this spirit of disunity. And the decision was made to appoint 7 elders to care for the widows day by day. So it's recorded, and when they had prayed and laid their hands on these seven men that were selected for serving as deacons, it says, and the word of God increased, caused to grow, enlarged, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. So there's a dynamic process called the ministry of impartation. Now, why are we dealing with this? On November 1st, and that is this Saturday, and then on November 2nd, which is this Sunday that's coming, we've been honored. God has sent our way to apostles. That's what they are. Their ministry is descriptive of exactly what they do. Four Corners Ministry. And these two people, they do tremendous ministry around the world. And that is Kevin and Denise Reed. They're originally from New Zealand. And they're now based in here in the United States. And I believe it's Indiana. That's what I believe. Please don't quote me on that. But wonderful man and woman of God. And they're coming to us. And I can tell you, if they were bringing a suitcase, so to speak, it would be quite large, because they bring an enormous authority and anointing because of the work that God has equipped them to do around the earth. And I spoke with Denise just a few days ago. And, of course, they're excited about seeing us, and we are about them. So today we want to pray for that visitation that comes with them. And you and I want to open our hearts. You and I want to open our hearts to their visit, seeing that in their persons there is the visitation of the Lord. He is benefiting us and gracing us with the blessing of these two apostles, bringing impartation to us. Impartation that would immerse and refresh us in the Holy Spirit. God wants to remove any dryness and promote great fertility, and we see that happening in the church at Ephesus, as the apostles connected with that group, that assembly. So that is what God has in store. That's what I'm describing to you. And so we want to prepare to receive what God has sent. In other words, there must be a conscious receptivity, a conscious preparation, readiness, out of gratitude to God for selecting us for a visitation. Reason is, we need it. Now, I've discovered a long time ago that the most powerful things that God has for you will not come easy. One of the greatest breakthroughs that I've had in my personal life appeared on a day that it would have been better I stayed in bed. At least I'm talking about my physical comforts now. It would have been better, I just gave myself an excuse and kicked back. But I knew and had a sense, and thank God. In fact, if it weren't for that day, I wouldn't be sitting here speaking with you. That's how great God is. So it may be that one of the reasons is so that I could share this with you. But that was a breakthrough day for me. And if I decided to stay in bed and stay close to the fireplace and have a warm cup of hot chocolate or something and just be comfortable and relaxed, I would have missed it. Totally. Missed it totally. It was the greatest opportunity, if not, it was one of them. If it wasn't the greatest, you know, it's close. It's the greatest opportunity of my life. And that came on the day when it snowed so bad. I mean, I'm talking snow. I'm talking about knee-high snow. You're not talking about something, just a little bit of slush along the road. I'm talking about knee-high snow. But my mind was made up. I saw the opportunity, and I chose not to miss it. So God will present the opportunity. Our choice is also needed in the process. And so I'm able to sit here and speak with you. You're able to hear my voice. I'm able to do what I do because I did not miss the opportunity on that day. That day was a powerful, divine, supernatural encounter that placed my life on course. So what am I saying? I'm saying that on this Saturday at 9 o'clock, there will be a gathering, an assembly, at our facility where we will be with Kevin and Denise Reed, and they will be there at no cost to us. Of course, we take up a free will offering, but what I'm saying is this has nothing to do with money per se. This has to do with God favoring us for a powerful impartation. And as we saw with the assembly at Rome, the assembly at Ephesus, what God had for us came through some others. That's how it works. So I'm inviting you to this opportunity to receive. I want to ask Sister Christine LeMay if she's on. I don't know if she's on. I think she might be on. If you would just press the button 1 on your phone. And share with us briefly. I see your indication and your line is live, so you can speak. Share with us briefly the dream you had about the visit of Kevin and Denise Reed to our church and what that was about. Go ahead, please. Sister Christine, are you there? Okay, just press the button on your phone. And you're on live. Okay, I see someone has indicated they want to speak, and who might that be? Would you speak? Your line is open. Your mic is on. Okay. I don't know if Christine is on. However, I'll just bypass that because I would want her to voice what she experienced in a dream concerning the visitation. So I will just let that be and continue in what we're doing and what we're saying. So today, I just like to remind us what the scripture says. It says, he that hungers and thirsts. For righteousness shall be filled. So if you've hungered and you're thirsting for righteousness, this is an opportunity that we're talking about where you can be filled. And being filled is never a one-time event. It's never a one-time event. It is something that is seasonal. You get enriched. You get an outpouring. But after a while, that's depleted as you use it. If it's used, it's depleted. So this is what this is about. So if you would like to have an impartation, a refreshing, you'd like an immersion in the newness and freshness of the Spirit of God, then you want to be there at 9 o'clock. This session of impartation goes from 9 o'clock to 1 p.m. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. right at our facility, 987 South Orange Avenue here in the great city of Newark. If you want your life to go to the next level that's appropriate for this season, then it's going to cost you. You're going to need to be up on that day. You're going to need to get up. I never remember that day in February. I can't even remember now what that was in the 90s. And it snowed all that night, well, all the day before, actually, which was Friday, into that, all through that night. And was still snowing some on the Saturday morning. And I had an appointment with an apostle, a man of God. And everything had stopped. Couldn't drive, couldn't even hardly walk because it was snow up past the knees. And this man of God, I had an appointment with him, and he came all the way down from, I believe it was Albany, New York. Flew in from Albany or something like that. I can't even remember now. It's been that long ago. And we were going to meet in New York City. And I could have easily called and no one would have blamed or chastise either one of us for not meeting, because it was the kind of day that you would have preferred to stay home. Really. But my mind was made up. And that's who gets and receives from God, those who have a made up mind. There are things that you won't get from God unless it's preceded by a made up mind. And there were times on that journey that I was like, do I really want to do this? Because it was even hard to walk because of the depth of the snow. But oh, looking back, I'm so glad my mind was made up. I'm so glad that I was determined, that God gave the strength. I went all the way to Long Island City, New York, using public transportation, you know, the trains. And God blessed. That's why I'm able to have this conversation with you right now, because God blessed. He blessed my hunger and my thirst. I needed to hear from God. And I heard from God that day. Way back there. And I'm so glad to remember that event, because it was such a pivotal point and time. They are pivotal moments. Moments on which everything turns. And I'm pushing this because the Lord has spoken to my heart about it. There are moments where everything turns on what happened in those moments. I ministered on time on Sunday. I ministered about time and how that works for us according to the Word of God. So there are pivotal moments where everything turns. In other words, it's like going on a long trip to some place that you've never been. If you miss that turn, you missed it. You go miles and miles and miles off course because you missed the turn. You don't want to miss this. So I will ask you to join us on Friday to fast, of course, praying as well. On this Friday, from midnight on Thursday until 6 p.m. on Friday. And if you'd like to, depending on how you feel about it, you can go until Saturday at 6 p.m. But develop a thirst. Develop a thirst. Develop a hunger for righteousness. If you don't have one right now, ask God to impart it to you, because He wants to fill, refresh you, immerse you in His power. That's what He wants to do. You may not feel like you need it, but it has nothing to do with feelings. Has everything to do with a genuine hunger and thirst. And so you say, why isn't there a long prayer agenda today? Well, God wants to do something fresh if we let Him. Do you think we can let Him do something fresh like He wants to do? That's what He wants to do. So we're blessed. Now, Kevin and Denise, Denise is just returning from a powerful trip, which included a visit in Southeast Asia, a visit in various places, and what they do is bring the power of God to wherever they go. So that's what we can expect. And then on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, they will be ministering to us. So you tell someone about this, someone that you believe is hungering and thirsting after righteousness, because both these sessions will include massive amounts of impartation. So let us pray for that event right now. Or those two, let us pray for them. And we'll also pray for us that we will have a made-up mind such that God is able to do what he wants to do. God is always working a partnership. He's not going to do anything to us that we are not wanting to do or be a part of the process. Father, we thank you for these two opportunities that we are having. Not because we were so smart that we are able to provide it for ourselves. And Father, in fact, we actually even missed the dates. But we know that you have a plan in place, and you're working according to your divine, supernatural agenda. Even while we are asleep, slumbered, you are at work, designing, orchestrating, and implementing your plan and your purposes. And you actually wait for us to catch up. But we thank you for your patience. We thank you for speaking to our hearts. We thank you for imparting a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness. We thank you for the Four Corners ministry, for Kevin and Denise. Thank you for keeping and protecting them through many toils and many snares and great distances. How you have continued to meet their needs so that we are benefiting from the power that you've placed in their lives for ministry, that you favored us to be on the receiving end of what you've done in them, through them, and with them. And you're wanting to impart to us. They become the conduits, the channels through which you're wanting to refresh and immerse us in the newness that comes with this season, because last season is expired. This is a new season. We declare and decree. It's a new season. We receive it with great thanks to you. We receive this new season. And we don't go by feelings or looks. We go by the fact that you are God and our God, and we are your people, and you're beckoning and calling to us. And today we propose in our hearts to say yes. Yes. And you're wanting to respond richly to those that say yes. And we thank you for your response. Thank you for giving us the courage to say yes. Thank you for giving us a desire that appears and shows up as hunger and thirst, genuine hunger and thirst for your righteousness, so that you can pour out, because you will not pour out on ground that's already saturated. You will pour out on dryness, on need. So we thank you for your willingness to provide, pour out on us and for us, in us, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we decree that this Saturday the impartation would be heavy and deep, overcoming all dryness, overcoming all hunger, overcoming all thirst for righteousness. It would be filled. It would be fresh ground, fresh soil. Your word will encounter fresh soil of the heart, because the fallow ground will be exposed to the fresh season and light, the fresh rain that comes. In the name of Jesus, have your way in these sessions on Saturday and on Sunday. Reward according to your word the hunger and the thirst. In the name of Jesus, so that the tide and flow of the Holy Spirit rises. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you're yet going to show us and reveal to us according to your riches in glory. We thank you for thinking of us, for remembering us, for favoring us in this way. We pray for each person that has a made up mind about attending. We pray that they will not miss the turn, and that the rest of their lives that pivots on this occasion be seen for what it is. They will glory in looking back and seeing what God has done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Amen and amen. If you would like to give a praise report, even as our time proceeds towards its conclusion here on this Thursday morning, press the button 1 on your phone, and that will make your microphone or line live, and you will be heard. But we're about to wind up in just under a minute. So if you have a comment, praise report, or prayer request, we have just a few moments left. And you can be heard by pressing the button 1 on your phone, and that makes your connection live so that you can be heard. If not, then we'll just continue towards our conclusion. And I want to ask you and remind you to join us on tomorrow. In fact, praying from tonight, join us in the fast from midnight tonight until 6 on tomorrow, which is Friday. And we're fasting and praying for the empowerment, the Holy Spirit, moving in the Holy Spirit. That's the name of the event on Saturday at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 1. And then the Reeds will be with us again at 11 o'clock sharp. Invite someone. This is a special time where we expect God to visit in a special way. And so you can join us. You're welcome to do so. And we want to not miss the opportunity or miss the turn, so to speak. Well, our benediction today is taken from Revelation chapter 22 and verse 21. And it says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." And then there's an amen at the end, which means, so be it. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday morning. We look forward to being with you on Friday to close out our prayer cast for this week, but not to leave from the presence of the Lord. May God bless you richly on this day. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Pastor Aubrey Gregory. God bless you.